63. Talk to me, Dick said to Jesse. Dix had always told Jesse that if he ever needed him on a weekend, all he needed to do was call. So they were in Dix's office on Sunday morning. Dix looked as he always did, backlit by the sun slashing through the partially closed blinds behind him, bald head gleaming, white shirt looking dry cleaner crisp, hands perfectly manicured, even though Dix had once admitted he tended to his nails himself. Desk so neat it looked as if he were expecting some kind of inspection. Somehow, almost completely still, but completely alert at the same time. Jesse had never been able to picture him as the drunk cop Dix had once been. It's not personal today, Jesse said, what I'm here for. Thanks for the heads up, Dix said. I mean, Jesse said, I have an unresolved situation with Sonny, but nothing has changed with resolving it since the last time I was here. Or the time before that, Dick said. Is she still in Los Angeles? Yes. Want to talk about that? I don't, Jesse said. It's actually not making me crazy. Stop using those complicated clinical expressions, Dick said, and stop self-diagnosing. It's the case that's making me crazy, Jesse said. Talk to me. Dick said again. Jesse took him through it. He'd actually brought notes, the timeline he'd worked out, so he didn't leave anything out. Dick's called it a cheat sheet. I may have left some things out, Jesse said. Dick smiled. Somehow I doubt that. I'd like you to look at it like a cop, Jesse said. It'll be a stretch, Dick smiled again. Then he said, you know, the professional is always personal with you, right? Maybe more personal this time because of Neil and those two kids, Jesse said. You couldn't save him, Dick said. But I get the sense that you feel as if there were more you could have done to save the kids, the young woman in the hospital especially. More than somewhat, Jesse said. Dick leaned back in his chair, clasping his fingers behind his head, staring up at the ceiling fan above them. When he leaned forward again, he said, I think you might be looking at this wrong. Tell me how. Dick said, I'm thinking, just listening to the way you laid it out, that maybe Neil didn't die for what he had, necessarily. It may have been because of what he knew that night. The proof itself in that moment seems secondary to me. Whether he actually had it in his possession or Ben Gage did. Jesse waited. Dick said, I think whoever killed him, and then killed the young man, just wanted to close the circle as quickly as they could, and then figure out finding the relics or whatever the hell it is they were looking for afterward. You're saying somebody panicked, Jesse said. It's the only thing that makes sense to me, Dick said. Somebody found out what Neil knew and what the kid had and killed them both. I still don't know where Neil went after he called the museum that day, Jesse said. Dick smiled brilliantly now. We still talking cop to cop, he said. Always, Jesse said. Find out, for fuck's sake.